get ready to scare Vaughn Monroe.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Boo!
But the fire is so delightful.
What a classic, huh?
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You've heard this song a million times. I think this was the original hit by this guy. Vaughn Monroe, recorded even before I can remember. I don't know, this is probably done in the 50s, 40s, I don't know. Vaughn Monroe here in Let It Snow. Welcome back here. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you from all of us at the What's Cooking Show. I'm Michael Horn along with Paul Stern.
Let's go ahead and welcome on into the program, Mike, the author of Life Behind Bars. We're talking about Hollywood bartender Kyle Branch.
Kyle Branch is here. Kyle, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. Good to talk with you guys again.
You are an interesting guy. Yes, it was always good to have you on. Just to kind of bring our audience up to speed, you've been writing books here. You had a book called Life Behind Bars, Stories and Encounters, Vignettes Over Cocktails. And you had, these were short stories about cocktails, right?
Yeah, short stories about all the experiences I have doing all the private events and gigs that I do the way that I do them. Yeah, as opposed to working in one place.
So you mentioned private events now. We should mention you, like, how many years you've been doing this? Over 30 years, right?
32
years. You've been a professional bartender in and around Southern California and Los Angeles. And, you know, but you've also gotten kind of like the celebrity cocktail guy. What does a private bartender do? What have you seen? What should we be thinking about here when we hire someone to come and tend bar for us?
Yeah, well, you know, I come in and, you know, they hire me, get a hold of me first. I come in and to wherever they're going to be having the event at. It could be a hall, it could be a business, it could be a, you know, a private residence, a home. And they either have a bar or they don't, or they rent a bar, or, you know, I have a custom portable bar with a whole full kit set up that I bring.
Wow.
As well, if they need so. And depending on the size of the parties, depending on how many bartenders are needed, you know, like anything else. I come in and tend bar for how long, however long they need me. And it's, you know, just tend bar all around. There's all kinds of parties and events going on in Los Angeles all the time.
But you've seen a lot of stuff there. That's another book coming out. Things I've Seen would be a good book for you, Kyle.
Well, there's a book, too, to Life Behind Bars that's out. There's book one, book two, and I'm thinking about writing book three this coming year.
That's fabulous. You also, you were there at, you know, you worked with Patterson's Beverage Journal. It's now the Tasting Panel magazine. You were there at the very beginning, and you used to write a column there called Liquid Kitchen.
Yeah.
And what did you talk about in the column when you were writing?
I kind of tried to go off on a variety of different things. I wouldn't just cover, like, recipes and stuff like that, because there's so much to cover. It's, you know, within the title of Liquid Kitchen is the title of the column. You want to be able to expand a little bit whenever you can into different, you know, talking about different things that have to do with working bars. You know, there's a variety of different things.
A lot of stories are going there, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stories going on in managing whatever product in and product out you have behind the bar. That's, you know, the volume of the facility that you're working in, the venue and the establishment, and you just kind of keep up with it all, because it's all a lot of moving parts.
Kyle Branch is our guest here. He's a professional bartender over 32 years working in Los Angeles at bars and privately. He's written a treatment for a TV show called Life Behind Bars. You've been on TV and radio with Beverage Road and Liquid Kitchen. You're taking pictures of cocktails and things. Help us out here, if you can. Kyle, what do we want to put together for the holidays? What's something great? Give us some holiday tips here. Cocktails for the holidays.
Well, you know, people do like to have some cocktail menus at private parties and events if they can, and it's always fun to kind of put something together like that. I just worked a party last night out in Oak Park you know, she wanted a variety of different cocktails for a menu, so we put some classic cocktails there, some traditional holiday cocktails, like a, you know, something that can be created and put a different name on it, like a Jack Frost martini or Santa's Rosy Cheeks or a peppermint twist, you know.
Hold
like
on
that.
Now, what's a Jack Frost martini?
Jack Frost martini is a mixture of vodka, a little dash of blue curacao, some lemon juice, and you shake that and put that in a martini glass and then top it off with some champagne.
What about Santa's Rosy Cheeks?
Santa's Rosy Cheeks is another name that she used for what is kind of like a toasted almond cocktail, you know, which is creme de noia, which is creme de almond, white creme de cacao, and some light cream, like half and half.
Love it. This is good. What was the third one that you had there?
Which one did I say? There's the peppermint twist, gingerbread martini, eggnog screamer.
What's an eggnog screamer?
It's a mixture of eggnog and Kahlua.
Oh. Yeah, eggnog and Kahlua.
Yeah, it's they're simple.
I had a bean soup screamer one time, but that's another story.
They're simple traditional cocktails, and then I'll put some specialty drinks together too for the event or if there's a theme to it. You know, I try to create something for them. So
you take themes and you work on themes, then, right? I like this. Now, are these in your book? Can we get these in your books? Do you have these somewhere that we can find these out? Because it seems to me you could kind of, you know, look through these and get some ideas to make your holiday special.
Well, yeah, there's, you know, all my stories cover a variety of everything that I do once I'm out there in the field. The great thing about the short stories is they're quick, and you can pick one and choose one during lunchtime to read or anything like that, you know. I cover as much as I can. My stories are pretty much put people on my shoulders and take them with me to whatever event that I'm talking about with the stories.
So. What's the strangest thing you've ever seen happen in those 32 years? You have that question all the time, but come on, give us a little something or other, something happened.
Oh, strangest thing? I don't know. I guess the feeling of something haunting when I think about working the old original bar that is still the same way that it was 90 years ago when Gene Harlow owned the home on Palm Drive in Beverly Hills. I've worked that bar in that private home a few different times. And incidentally, two doors down was where Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio, after they got married, where they lived.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Gene Harlow's good friend was, back then in the 20s, was Clark Gable. And so I'm working this bar thinking to myself, wow, imagine who's been behind this bar way before me, and it's kept in its original condition.
Stranger than fiction, some of these stories, is that right? You know, you talk about spirits arising, Gene Harlow, you know, Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe. Can you hang in with us, Kyle?
Sure.
All right, good. Kyle's going to be with us for a second segment because we've got to get some more cocktails done. He's whetted my appetite for some more fun here. Stay with us on the What's Cookin' Show Holiday Edition on CRN.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rockin' around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Watch out for that pumpkin pie there. Brenda Lee and Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. I'm Michael Horn along with Paul Stern on the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, entertainment show. What's cooking?
Talking with Kyle Branch, author of Life Behind Bars, getting on into some of the cocktail trends for the holidays.
Yeah, Kyle, just before that break, you said we were asking you about strange stories. So you felt like the spirit of this Gene Harlow home, which is in Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yeah, it's on in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard in the Beverly Hills area, just on off of Palm Drive.
Just down the street from Paul Stern's place over there. I'm sure, Paul, you've been there many times. Everything is the same in that house? Nothing has changed?
Pretty much. I know the bar is still kept in its original condition, and, you know, it's an old-style home. It's been there for a while, but, you know, it's just got a great feeling.
Kind of a good party house, is it?
Yeah, it's a great party house. It's got a tennis court in the backyard that's looks like it's hidden, but then when you go out there, it's like, oh, wow, it's this huge backyard out there that you never expected from looking at the front of the house.
Any strange oddities that you've noticed? You know, everything the same, 75 years old.
Yeah, longer. Yeah.
You get kind of a feeling that there's spirits there?
Yeah, there's just, you know.
Have you had that? When you've been out of many homes, have you had that sometimes when you've been out?
Yeah, especially if you know the history about it before you walk in.
What's the history?
Well, it just depends on you know, there's a story called Highland Taffy that of a venue that I work at. Once in a great while, I get called there, and it's off of Highland, and it's right down from the Hollywood Bowl. And it's a very hidden. It's a long driveway through, and it ended up being William Randolph Hearst's first home location when he lived in Los Angeles. And there's two homes on the property, and they have parties up there and weddings up there. They have this little built-in amphitheater up in the mountain that you walk up to get married. But it's also where he kept Marion Davies in L.A. for all those years that they were living together.
And so what have you felt when you've been going up there?
Just a creepy sense of belonging, you know, for the evening, because you knew you were going to be out of there at some point in time during the night.
Wow. I would think that that'd be really something. Did anything ever happen? Like you feel things touch you or something, presences kind of like?
There's always the feeling. And when you're on the property, you'll hear more if there's a caretaker, of which there is up there on the property, because they have some type of studios where they have art classes up there and such. And there's just, and they're the ones telling some of the stories, too. And it's kind of creepy. I mean, I contacted Hidden L.A. about it, and they've never written about it in all the things that they cover. And I thought that was interesting that it still is kind of hidden and till today. And it's right next door to that old, I don't know if it's a Moose Lodge or a Legion that's been there forever, that building. And then there's a Best Western type of a hotel on the other side of it. So that's why it's so secluded.
I think it's next to the Royal Order of the Raccoons with Jackie Gleason going.
It has
there,
like a Civil War cannon out there in front.
Ooh, this is Merry Christmas. Oogla boogla, everybody. We got you. All right, come on. Bring us back here a little bit, Kyle Branch. Give us a couple more cocktails. After the eggnog screamer, what else did you have for us? Give me a few others.
You always want to have the classics be able and ready because they're so popular today. So, I made sidecars and old fashions and Manhattans, too, which require... a couple of them require bitters, and bitters has, been on the rise, like whiskey's been on the rise the last few years. And there's a lot of bitters on the market. I just wrote a 29-page piece, a full compilation on all of the brands of bitters and all of the different flavor entries there are on the market today. So there's about 60 brands of bitters.
Wow.
About 350 different flavor entries.
Well, the cocktail has really come back, hasn't it? You talk about sidecars, old-fashioned, those kind of things. You mentioned some martinis. You said the Jack Frost martini. What was the other holiday martini you had?
There's the gingerbread martini.
What is that one?
Vodka, brandy, some kind of like a gingerbread latte, kind of a coffee cream, and then some cinnamon as a garnish. You can shake that, put it in a martini glass. It's a little bit of a cream-based cocktail, as you can tell. The Santa's Rosy Cheeks is something like that, too. And, of course, anytime you have eggnog, it's the same thing.
The Santa's Rosy Cheeks, again, what does that have in it?
That's the cream de almond or cream de noyau.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Kyle, we'd probably be remiss in our duties if we didn't ask for the sake of our audience. You know, a lot of people kind of listening to kind of what you got kind of going on and thinking that they would like to try to take a shot at it themselves, so to say, no pun intended. Can people become a bartender if they so choose?
Oh yeah, you can. It's ever changing, and there's always turnover because people are working in the industry in various capacities, I should say, of part time, on call, full time, temporary, seasonal, and stuff like that. And me and a bar colleague of mine just last month finished. Something we've been working on all year long is what will set the new standard of online bar course education in the country. And it's our website called barprofessional.com, where we have a variety of bartending courses that people can take.
What's that website?
Barprofessional.com.
Barprofessional.com. And you write things on that site as well? People can find out about you and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's written pieces on both of us. Kelly and I have a great history. We have a total of 65 years combined experience, so that's very hard to beat.
What's for a sipping cocktail for the holidays? Someone doesn't want to get plastered or anything. What's a good one to have at a party?
A sidecar is nice to sip.
Yeah, there you go.
No, it really is.
Barprofessional.com is the website. Kyle Branch, is that correct?
That is correct. Barprofessional.com.
All right, thank you, Kyle.